The compassion of God. What does that mean? What's compassion mean?
Forgiveness.
He feels for you.
Forgiveness.
The heart of Jesus reaches out and envelopes you with his heart. He loves you. What else? Other thoughts. Compassion. He understands what we're going through deeply. His heart is touched, the Bible says, with the feeling of our infirmities. Penny?
Concern for us.
This is part of the message. It's just not onto the notes yet. Concern for us. Very good. Yes, Harriet. The compassion of God is an outpouring of his empathy then. Amen. His heart breaks and weeps for us. Dean?
Like a lot of people, the altars of life are something, but the cross is the altar that God laid his son down for us.
Amen. The cross is the altar where God laid his son down for us. Out of the compassionate heart of God. Who else? I saw a hand back over this way. Yes, Chris. And then Barbara.
In our weakness and trials and temptations, God's supernatural supply to meet whatever that thing is within our lives.
In our times of weakness, trials and temptations, God's supernatural supply.
Thank you, Lord.
For whatever need there is, he'll take us through. Do you believe that, buddy? You guys believe that?
Yes.
Powerful. Barbara? Ah, yeah, huh. Compassion is an action word. It requires understanding. All right? So therefore, as we extrapolate or draw a thought or a conclusion from the sharing of the heart of God toward us, what do we do with his compassion then? What did you say, Mark? Okay, so we get understanding, we gain all of those adjectives, empathy, the heart of God towards someone else, and what?
Receive it and give it out.
Who else? Pat? Yes, very good. Pat?
Serving.
All right.
Coming alongside.
What's that, Pat? Anybody that needs anything, serving. Okay, Jeannie? Feeling his love. All right? Feeling his love deep within you. Amen. And there was another hand over here.
Comfort.
All right. So the Bible tells us, you guys, you remember, the Bible says we comfort others with the comfort that we have been comforted with. So as we take the heart of God for compassion, we receive it. We are grateful for it. Amen. But he asks us then to do something with it. Now this morning, in many churches, and I'll talk more about this in the next couple of weeks, this is Persecuted Christians Sunday. What do we do with that heart of compassion? We pray. We intercede. We don't stop praying. We believe. We give and contribute as a congregation. Your tithes and offerings come to strengthen the house of God, and we in turn as a family, as a congregation, give to needy and to organizations around the world, don't we? And that's an expression of the compassionate heart of God. What else? What else? We move in this particular Sunday morning in one particular way in a compassionate heart toward those who are needy. We're surrounded by needy. We contribute as a congregation to the E-Free Church in Irondale because they've got a feeding program. Hundreds of people have fed through their feeding outreach program in their communities. And we give to the ministries where there are natural, tangible needs right here in our own county, over in Seattle, and in other ministries around the earth. But this morning, I want to speak about something in particular. This morning, I want to talk about the least of these. And the whole heart of this is framed with an understanding of the compassionate heart of God. The least of these. We're going to begin with this video.